As we come and gather together, we consider the song that we just sang about that recounts the crucifixion of Jesus. When we come together at this time, and as what is some have call a memorial. So what is a memorial? Simply, memorial is something that is given in honor of someone or something or some event. And almost every memorial that we can consider, who have roots that are deep in this region, if I asked you about the Lovejoy Monument, would you know what that is? If I asked you about Robert Wadlow, would you be able to point to something that has been left in memory of him? If I asked you about the Camp Alton Confederate Prison Cemetery, would you know about that? How about Alton Memorial Hospital? Would you know why? And there is a thing about memorials. Someone else typically pays for and erects these memorials. Someone deemed somebody or something of such importance that they were willing to give homage to that person, that thing. A movie many years ago where the catchphrase of that movie is, if you build it, they will come. And the they in there was a particular baseball team, but many, as you're going through this movie, would say at the end that there would be many, many others who would come to see this thing. We see at the end of the closing scene of the movie, lines of cars, headlights as dusk is coming on, lines of cars coming to this place. But how true is it that if you build it, they will come? And even if they do come, how long do they come? Many of these monuments and memorials that I mentioned around Alton, some of them probably are only attended by school children from time to time. I would suggest to you that the hospital is, even though it has the word memorial in its name, is not, people don't go there because they're going there to pay homage to a person whose name it was built. And so we see often memorials that were originally erected for a particular purpose, that were given for a particular reason, that if the personal connection to that memorial by the person who built it, by that generation that knew of these things personally, it often, afterwards, the sentiment may be, I don't know. And so when that sentiment happens, the question then is, why do we keep going to these things? And the reason usually is to remember the historical significance behind these things. Elijah Lovejoy was a man with prominence in the city, and he did great things for the relations of the relations in the city. Robert Wadlow had interesting, his claim to fame was he was still, to this day, listed as the tallest man who ever lived. But today, but who of us actually go to these things, like I said, unless we're elementary age going there to and trying to remember, instill some of the history of this place, or perhaps school trips will go to some other places around this nation to honor the significance of why that is there. But today we come together for a memorial that was not prepared by somebody else, but by the one for whom we are to remember. Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks for it, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For it is often as you eat and drink this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so today, these 2,000 years later, we come together with the remembering this memorial, remembering what it was, the reason, the history, why we come together for that forgiveness that his blood proclaims to us, as was mentioned earlier. Even though we should be, the ground should be calling out guilty for each and every one of us. And so we gather, as we come together and take of this bread and drink of this cup, let us consider this memorial for not one who is dead, not some event that is long past and long forgotten, but for one who is alive and by his resurrection gives us hope also for our resurrection. Would you pray with me, please? Our Father, as we